Mai hoki mai, this is Checkpoint, ko Lisa Owen tēnei. Ko taku hoa inaianei, ko Nona Peltier, he's here to talk business news. Nona, the NZX will get at least one new listing by the end of year. Who's that?
Yes, we just heard from a company called Winton Lands. They're a property developer that has a number of residential types of investment, including retirement offerings. And they want to be one of the bigger retirement village operators in New Zealand, and they're looking to raise $350 million in an initial public offering of shares. And with a debut on the market of the New Zealand Stock Exchange as well as the Australian one on December 17th. And so it's an exciting sort of end of the year. We haven't had that many listings this year, so it'll be quite good to see another one added to the market, no doubt.
And women need more recognition and support to succeed, according to a recent survey by the ANZ Bank. What are the findings of that?
Well, the ANZ Bank did a survey of 1,500 men and women, and the idea was to sort of look at how their investment in sports sponsorship was going. But what they found was something a little bit wider than just sport, and that was that confidence, fear of failure and being judged are the main factors holding back women from success. It had really very little to do with their natural abilities. In other words, you could be a very talented, capable person, but if you didn't get the right kind of encouragement and you felt you were being judged, that was going to hold you back from succeeding, not putting up your hand to go forward and so forth. So mentoring became a very important issue. So they did this report called Watch Women Win. And the chief executive of the ANZ Bank in New Zealand, Antonia Watson, is really going to do more with this than just leave it as a study that is quite interesting, but what can we do with it? She says she's going to champion women's success stories and make sure that people know and recognize some of these women who really do need that boost to keep going.
And Nona, what numbers have you got for us from the market?
Interesting. We had an increase of just 5 points today on the NZX to 12,724. And that's in line with what we've seen in the region. The Asian stocks rose from a one-year low after really difficult yesterday. And we've seen some pretty rough goes recently with volatility in the market as the new coronavirus variant unsettles investors. So a 5 point gain is pretty good. The New Zealand dollar also ticked up a little bit, 68.5 US cents and 95.7 Australian, 51.5 pence.
Thanks, Nona. Ka kite, Nona Peltier there with Business News. Now-